ex-patient is Verna Smith, letter addressed to Dr. Timothy Pankowski, New Life. Your patient with a history of is evaluated on follow-up. The patient has a fall back in November, and at that time she had a scan which suggested that she had an abdominal aortic aneurysm, and that measured on the ultrasound to be 6 centimeters. She was seen by vascular surgery, but because of the patient being frail, surgery was not recommended in addition to her underlying kidney disease, and the patient is here to discuss this. The blood pressure is 110 over 60. Lungs are clear, abdominal soft, extremity, she has no edema. Her BUN is 40, creatinine is 2.4, giving her a GFR of 19. Electrolytes are normal, her hemoglobin is 10.2. Assessment on blood, number 1, CKD stage 4, number 2, abdominal aortic aneurysm. I discussed with the patient the fact that if we do the CT scan, then she is at a high risk of development of acute renal failure secondary to the contrast, and that she may end on dialysis, from which the chances of recovery are 50-50. The patient understands that we will only recommend this if she is being considered for the surgery and the patient was not considering the surgery. And I told the patient that she is frail, she's by her general condition and the fact that she have multiple comorbidities, and I will not be highly recommending this type of surgery with all the risk attendant with it. However, if the patient decided to go for it, then we have to protect the kidney by IV fluid and mucomist, prevent contrast, induce nephropathy, and the patient understand the risk involved. We had this discussion with her daughter and her granddaughter, and the plan is to manage this patient conservatively. Number 3, hypertension, and her blood pressure is well controlled, and I stress the importance of having a good controlled blood pressure to help the aneurysm as well as her renal function. Number 4, history of vitamin D deficiency, and the patient will continue on the supplement. Her vitamin D level has improved to a normal range of 49. New line, the patient will be evaluated in 4 months. New line is